time for, well, first of all, know what time it is. It's 7 after the hour. And as this time in the program is devoted to your health and well-being, and usually during this spot each week we have a visit from Andrea Metcalf, the author of Naked Fitness. You can visit her website. She's got a number of them, actually, AndreaMetcalf.com, NakedFitness.com. You have FitStudio.com, too, right? That one of yours?
Yes, I'm part of that big community.
Yes, a big community of
fitness.
I was
just talking about that with her. Andrea, describe that and tell everybody what you were telling me about Sears, and I was amazed.
Yeah, well, Fit Studio is powered by Sears. They're the largest fitness distributor in the world. And so what they wanted to do is be able to create a content site to get people information on working out, connected with some of the top trainers in the world. We do everything from blogs and articles to live chats. There's over 500 exercise videos on there and about 25 different programs. And we just joined up. We took on Megan Seafoss, who does a race called Run Like a Mother 5K. And it's on Mother's Day throughout the country. So it's a really great opportunity for moms to celebrate that they can do something like run, whether they're with a stroller or with their kids, and get fit and healthy.
Fit and healthy.
Would you have guessed that Sears is the largest distributor of fitness equipment in the world?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Yes. Sears is very good at distributing product. They have for a long time, even though they kind of messed up the franchise, the Kenmore franchise. Craftsman.
Talk to me about that.
That makes sense. I mean, their distribution, they're everywhere. Going to a community is like we talk about Walmart. At least Sears hasn't really disgraced themselves in the way Walmart has, the way they do business. It's basically the guy who runs the hedge fund that bought Sears. It's called Sears. This tells you something. Sears Land Holdings, LLC. They didn't buy it because of the stores. They bought it because of the land the stores sat on. And then this guy, Lambert, has tried to figure out how to run a retail business, and he's awful at it. He owned Kmart to begin with, so Kmart has become a mini Sears, and it's all garbage. And they've really they've weakened the Craftsman labels. They've done this. Anyway, that's not why we're here with them.
I guess the good thing is
Andrea Arsta
is a great place to go for
fitness
silver
equipment.
Appliances, silver tools. But now it's an even better place for
fitness. Right. That's good. We're going to pause because we need to make a better connection out of this, Richie. I think that would be a good thing. Andrea Metcalf will talk about how exercise can lead to a better brain in a moment here on Good Day.
Distance matters. Chevy has 10 models offering an EPA estimated 30 highway miles per gallon or better, like the 42 mile per gallon Highway Cruise Eco. If you want to save more at the pump, stop by and see your local Chevy dealer today.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you. Professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four.
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Although they were entirely outnumbered and out-equipped, they had one huge advantage. They had General George Washington. Leadership. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
13 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Andrea Metcalf is here. She's the exercise guru on the program, and there are a lot of fingers pointing in one direction, and this is good for most people who are worried about their brains. As we get older, people living older, more susceptible to some things that at the end of your life you don't really want to deal with, Alzheimer's and dementia and Parkinson's and that sort of thing. And so there are a lot of people who say mental training games are good, and there are others who say if you're really smart, you will tag the mental training games with a really active exercise program because that helps your brain as well. So exercising the brain with mental training games and getting the exercise, the physical exercise you need, which moves the blood to the brain, is a pretty important matter to discuss here, Andrea, it would appear.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, I guess what I want to say is you can think yourself thin, but when we pair that up with thought and spinal cord movement or movement of any kind, you're gonna change the synapse structure, you're gonna change the hormonal response. So thinking about working out while you're working out can have tremendous results.
Scientists in the last couple of months have discovered that exercise appears to build a brain that resists physical shrinkage and enhances cognitive flexibility. These neuroscientists are saying that the exercise we're talking about bolsters thinking and bolsters the brain. So, again, a two-pronged approach. They both employ exercise of a certain scope, the physical exercise of the body and the mental exercise of making your brain do things, tasks that it's not used to doing. And apparently, they've tested this in lab animals, and it's worked amazingly well. I mean, I don't think there's any magic to this. What we're really doing, when Andrea's here, and we talk about this in general, this is pretty much common sense stuff. The more you exercise your body, and again, focusing on the brain, wherever you get blood, it's like rainwater. Wherever you get water, things are going to grow. You get blood into every nook and cranny of your body, and it's going to grow. It's going to be strong. It's going to be better.
I mean that the teaching old dog new tricks is very possible. The brain continually adapts and rewires itself, and even as we grow older, we can create new neural pathways. And you're right, when you think about blood circulating and blood being the feeding, we can do that for our brains as well with exercise and thought games.
What are the best exercises, though, do you think, physical exercises, the stuff that you specialize in, for one's brain?
Well, there's actually a study that says that women who walk remember better. So even something as simple as walking can have a 13% increase in cognitive function. Another great thing is cross patterns. When I go right hand to left shoulder, or I go left foot crossing over, when we cross pattern the brain, we make the brain function from the right side to the left side. Mm-hmm. By changing movement in the body, we get increase in neural stimulation as well.
It's the same application as you're suggesting, the muscle you use. For example, I'm right-handed, so you would think that the muscles in my right arm would be stronger than the muscles in my left arm. I find if I'm lifting weights, it's almost the opposite. I can get more out of my
left arm, and I don't know why that is, but the idea is to sort of make sure that they are equal, and you all, we know this. You favor, if you're a righty, you favor your right hand. If you're a lefty, you favor your left hand. And you can feel it almost. I mean, I can feel as I'm moving my arms around right now while I'm talking to you, it feels like I have a lot more strength in my right arm than I do my left arm. But yeah, when I put it to the test, I can lift more weight with my left. It just doesn't feel as strong.
It's kind of like you end up going through so many neural pathways more on your right that you would think that that's stronger. But in essence, when you put it into a given task, like you said, mm-hmm. you may have been using your left hand to carry the luggage when your right hand was carrying the laptop, and the luggage is heavier than the laptop. You know, another thing that's really interesting is when we talk about running, it boosts the brain effects in the hippocampus, the region of the brain that's about learning. Mm-hmm. And they say that running may be a way to prevent Alzheimer's, which is the neurodegeneration disease of the brain. So anything we can do physically, walking, running, jumping, even simple stretching in the morning can help improve your brain function to help you be able to think for a longer time and, you know, not get old.
It's really interesting what you said about running, because it seems counterintuitive in terms of what actually is going on or what appears to be going on in the body when you get to be, as you move along in your 60s and 70s, you lose some of the height, literally, your superstructure is collapsing a little bit because the fluid that's in those little donuts around the discs up and down your spine loses some starch. So your skeleton actually shrinks. And one thinks when you're running, you're pounding on that pavement or the grass, that would make you go down even more. You know, we all, I've had this conversation before. I know you're a runner.
Absolutely.
I wonder about your ankles, your knees, your hips, your back, your neck, your shoulders. All that stuff seems to take it hard when you're running on, especially hard pavement.
Well, what really comes down to is there is going to be degeneration of the body. Just like if you had a sponge in your kitchen, the more you use it, eventually it starts to flatten out. No matter if you hydrate that sponge, it's still going to be a little less than it was before. And we have sponges in between every joint, if you think of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
The cool thing is muscles around every joint, from the vertebrae to your knees, to your ankles, to your shoulders, can pull the joints apart. A simple way to test this theory and understand it is just to lean against the wall with the back of your head and your feet about 12 inches away, hold it for about 15 to 20 seconds, and then stand up. And you feel this floating effect, because what you've done is you've dialed in all those muscles along the spine, mm-hmm. and that ends up, when they go on tension, they pull the joints apart. So although running for many people can decrease the amount of sponge, if you will, between the joints, when you do the proper cross training and the proper strengthening of the places that you're not using while running, you shouldn't have issues. It's really interesting, but most of us, when we are runners, we go out, we run, that's our workout, we're done. And we don't think about rotating the tires and working more on the backside or running backwards as equal distance as we do running forward.
Yeah.
So that's why we have issues in decompression. So
all
you
right.
really should get it.
Where did that go, eh? Andrea Metcalf, check out nakedfitness.com, 21 after the hour.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Doing an ad, Richie, when I was a young broadcaster for a New England shoe company called Hanlon Shoes. And the slogan, the tagline was, Happy Feet Wear Hanlon Shoes.
Yeah.
This is happy stuff. Happy music.
Great song.
Three Dog Night, Joy of the World. Crank it up for a minute, will you please? Full cast of characters here, 25 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Heather Bachman is with us. Jennifer Horn is with us. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Rich McFadden. Yesterday we were talking about sports fees and a number of other things on Facebook. I'm not sure whether Jennifer's up with that or whether Heather is. We actually have had a lot of activity last week or 10 days on Facebook, and that's good because we want to generate, and oftentimes people don't want to take the call time, 800-510-8255. That gets people connected, and that's cool, and that's, you know, the nature of a conversation program is to get as much conversation with as many people as possible going. Sometimes you can't do that in the context of how busy people are right now, but they're happy to go to they may be on Facebook. They take a minute to go to Facebook, and then they'll give us their 2 cents worth on whatever it is that we were talking about. So yesterday, we spent a good deal of time talking about sports fees and fees to get art instruction and fees for physical education and you name it. There are all kinds of charges that are even somebody was telling me last night, a mother of high school kids said that the school doesn't even supply anymore the uniforms for football.
Really?
You got to pay. Yeah. You have to pay $180 sure. for a football uniform and a football helmet. And that, I don't even think you get to keep it. Do you? Is it?
You
buy it.
You can keep it.
Yeah.
Really?
I have my souvenir.
I have a Heidelberg, Richie. I should probably put this on modeler. Maybe I can model it for Heather, who's here in the studio with me.
I'm the lucky one. Don't be jealous, girls.
Heidelberg football jersey. I don't think it says student princes on it though, Richie. I think that's not.
I think we've seen you in it. Isn't that the picture
right,
on the website?
Picture. Yes.
Yeah, you're not wearing any pants. You
that's
just have a jersey
yeah.
on.
Oh, that's
yeah.
right. You're
yeah,
that's
a beautiful picture.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Right.
All right, so what else is happening on Facebook,
Jim? You're wearing like those sweaters on your legs, right?
Yes, right. That's it, Richie. Yeah.
Well, Heather's been nice enough to put up a few things on Facebook today. My personal favorite is, if you were taking to a restaurant where they served bugs or worms, would you partake?
And?
The answers are mixed. All Richard right. said, yes, he sure would. Judy said, I wouldn't even go in. William said, no. Cindy said, no. Linda said, no. Patty said, no. Tim said, no, not my thing. Dave said, I rarely go to Starbucks anymore.
Hey!
What a great name. That's very
Do
cool.
Do we love Starbucks. Dave or what?
Yeah. That's very good. Starbucks.
And Starbucks.
That's where they get the, that's where those... What, the red and green?
The red beetles.
The red coloring, yeah.
They boil the red beetles to make the red coloring.
Yeah. So what the heck's wrong with that? I think that's a, we all have to live differently. Seems to me we're too pat in the way we think about things, the way we work.
I like the word homogenized.
You think that's what it is?
I like that word, yeah.
I like it, too.
Tends to make us less interesting. I think, anyway.
I think you're right. Why don't you try getting married? Let's see how that changes up for you.
Why would you bring that up?
Just trying to look for changes.
Yeah, well, that kind of change would ruin my life and yours. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four! Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
When you need financial solutions to keep your business running, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. We understand the sacrifices small business owners make. And to ease some financial pressures, we'd like to help you save with our business appreciation offers. For the last 9 years, we've loaned more money to small businesses than any other bank, which is one of the reasons millions of small business owners choose to work with us. To find out how appreciation offers can help your business, visit us or call 1-800-35-WELLS. Well,
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Disaster3Survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
About 33 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Heather Bachman, Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, and you at 800-510-8255. An important informational tidbit for those of you, especially moms and dads, who do not get enough sleep. You are setting a bad example for your children. This is a different wrinkle on that same theme. The lack of sleep that happens with parents, and thus, according to many different sources, leads to children not getting enough sleep, is then linked to children becoming overweight.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Did you know? Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely it does.
Yep. Yeah.
When you are tired.
Think about when you eat like crazy, there is no filter when you're tired.
Right.
It keeps you awake.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and oh, gosh.
You're looking for energy.
And no one will, like, my dad comes to mind when I think about this, because when he sleeps maybe 3 or 4 hours a night, and he thinks that's a good night's sleep.
Not enough.
Yeah. Not enough at all. Not and at so all. If we'll be driving back from something late at night, he always has to stop and get nuts. And then he's crunching nuts in the car all the way because he's, like, trying to keep himself awake with something crunchy. It's
there's nothing worse than feeling like you are sleepy.
Feeling.
Is if I'm driving a car, pull over the side of the road, take a nap 15 to 20 minutes. If I'm here after I get off the air, if I can. If it's a bad night, the night before last, I had a horrible night. For some reason or another, Charlotte was barking half the night at who knows what. And so I was, so yesterday I took a nap for about an hour. And it really does refresh you. It is something.
My dad used to do the same thing, especially when we were going on long drives and get drowsy and everything.
Yeah.
The only problem is he wouldn't pull over the car.
Oh. He'd sleep while he was driving?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
But you know that, naps, while good to refresh you, don't get you into that really healthy sleep.
No, they don't, but they give you enough. So it's better than taking that five-hour energy drink, which is basically just a hype up on caffeine.
Sure.
Can I just put it out there? Oh, my gosh. People, I don't think, really understand.
I didn't give you permission to do that yet. I just had to jump right up here on my soapbox.
It was handy, so I'm on it.
Okay.
People, I don't think, really take into account that it's not just the sugar and the caffeine in these drinks, but there's actually chemicals in there to speed up your heart.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nuts.
Yeah, it's not good.
I was witness.
Where can I find those?
You know? I was witness to someone once, true story, who was It was in this big arena. They were breaking down a show. Mm-hmm. And one of the forklift drivers, he pounded like four or five power drinks, like energy drinks, dropped dead of a heart attack.
Right then and there.
Right then and there.
Yeah, didn't that happen recently with somebody else? Wasn't there some, there was a, I remember this, a month or two ago, it seems to me there was a mother who did this same thing and she died.
Talking about the water thing at the radio station?
No, that was last year.
Right.
No, this was somebody who had four or five, I know what it was. It was a plot on a television show. That's what it was. Somebody did it, and they had five of these drinks, and they dropped dead. And they were being investigated by CSI or whoever it was that, you know, as it was purposely done to get rid of this person.
How about investigated for this? I was walking through Target, and I've told you this once before. I was walking through Target one day, 2 years ago or something like that, and I see this 10-year-old kid walking down the aisle of Target, kind of mumbling to himself. Not with anybody, just walking. You know, his parents are off in the store somewhere, and he's just kind of wandering around the store by himself, talking to himself. Hmm. And I look down, and he's got a 12-pack of, what is it?
Monster.
Monster.
Red
Bull.
Remember you telling us about that. Yeah.
And I didn't see the Red Bull in his hands. I just noticed him walking by himself, kind of talking to himself. I'm like, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. And then I look down, and I see the Red Bull in his hand. I'm like, ah, dang.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Sure he wasn't on a cell phone?
No. No, I know what you're talking about. You see the guys with the earpieces with the
blue. He's just a mumbly.
Like, no. You know, okay, is he like crazy or is he talking to someone?
No cell phone.
There's just so much
you get
that you can expose
yourself
to. And that's what happens to the children at school. They're getting the same stuff by eating this horrible cereal that's around now. This 6-year-old girl last week that was arrested and taken out of school to the jail in handcuffs. I'm willing to bet you that if she had any breakfast, which is part of the problem, she had the wrong stuff. Parents will do. And I got into this, I forget who I was talking to. It was the last couple of days. We were in a discussion of parents' responsibility, and somebody said when I was critical of parenting that doesn't involve the breakfast table and what you give your children before they go off to school, I was told, sometimes it's not possible. What the hell are you talking about? It's not possible. Your job is to be the parent, number one. That's your job. So if you don't have whatever it takes to send your child off to school having had a healthy, it's not expensive to buy good
food. Well, yeah, the thing is, like, I just was
there's no excuse,
this weekend.
Jennifer. There's no excuse.
No, but it's $1.50 to buy a dozen eggs. It can be $4 to buy a box of crappy cereal.
No, and the cereal doesn't last at all. It's
and
$5.
No. So wouldn't you rather buy a dozen eggs and at least have eggs every morning?
Yeah, it's. I'll tell you the challenge. Luckily, my daughter will eat an egg every day. And my son, he just got bored of it. And now, you know, we try and get him to eat an egg. So we'll do, like, whole grain toast with peanut butter on it, or, you know, try and get them some kind of protein brain food in the morning. But coming up with options that they like and, you know, that's not some sugar bomb, it's tough. So right now he's good with the, you know, he'll eat a little bit of his egg and some peanut butter toast and you know, maybe some a small bowl of cereal or something like that. But it's, you know,
I don't think it's tough at all. I think you just have to be, you have to expose children and say, this is what you're eating. And
That's fine.
Yeah.
Obviously, you haven't done it for a long time.
How did it used to work and doesn't work anymore? What changed? I don't know. I want to know what changed.
We're inundated with choices.
Nothing changed. Yeah, I just give it to them and they eat it or they don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but why did it change from when I was a child or when other people, no matter what their age?
I'm pretty sure that when you laid food down in front of your kids, they probably said, I'm not hungry, I don't want this.
No, my children were pretty good and still are.
And then you're the perfect parent.
No, thank you.
Please, school me, wise one.
I think you're onto something, though, a little bit, Doug, is that, you know, when
that's refreshing.
When I think about my grandmother would set down the meal. Mm-hmm. So it would be on the table. She'd prepare it. It was on the table. And that's just out of respect. That's just what you ate. But I think kids now are given more choices and they're forced to be more adult than they were when maybe you were growing up or even when I was growing up. because we see all these things on TV, and, you know, kids, ask your parents for this. I mean, I've heard that in
commercials
before.
That's what changed. That's what changed.
Ask your parents for this. I think it's their exposure to either TV or to social media, but all these commercials and campaigns.
All right, so you want to know how much money there is in food for children? Nestle yesterday bought the Pfizer drug company's baby food business because Pfizer has decided as a drug company they don't want to be in the baby food business. This shows you how interlocked and intertwined all these big, gigantic food companies are and the drug companies. They're all one and the same. And so Pfizer yesterday got $11 billion from Nestle. Nestle's buying the baby food business, the stuff that's like Gerber's, you know, the things that go to babies. And the reason Pfizer bought it isn't because of an American consideration.
Wait, the reason Pfizer bought it or sold it?
I'm sorry, the reason Nestle bought it. Thank you,
Richie. Okay, thank you.
Nestle bought this baby food group, and this is a U.S. company. Nestle is a European company. They bought it because the market in China has expanded 73%. Yeah. It is now a $6 billion a year market in China. Not because there are more babies, because actually the Chinese population, their advancement in birth control and educating themselves has slowed down their population growth, but because they now have money to buy this stuff, there is a market that has basically been created out of thin air in China in the last 10, 12, 14 years. And it's currently a $6 billion market, and that's why they bought the baby food business, because we are selling to China our baby food.
Let me tell you, China is going to be an amazing opportunity for us. I was just listening to an interview from one of the VPs of General Motors, and this was on a right-wing radio station, so they were like, the Volt, government motors. And the guy was great. He handled it well. But the most interesting thing he talked about was the emerging market in China and how they are the number one car seller in China.
I like Chinese.
And the point he made that really kind of rang back to me was all that money is coming back here to the United States.
It's all our money.
Yeah.
But we've spent it over there, and now it's coming back here.
China owns us.
Yeah.
Yet by buying American products, the money comes back here.
Right. All right. In a moment, there's something about zippers today, and I haven't quite figured out what all this discussion about zippers
you're supposed to keep it up
is about. I will engage with you a discussion of that and perhaps other things that have to do with this zipper reality. This could be an earth-changing, life-changing moment for you.
Well, I'd rather it be going up than down.
In a matter of moments. It's 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes, and I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today. and visit StandForDiabetes.org to learn more. That's StandForDiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Excuse me. Oh my.
Plenty of sunshine in my way.
Plenty of sunshine.
He's been planning this all morning, I can tell.
He's so excited.
I actually just thought of it. You were right. That pee little brain.
Hi.
Everything is satisfactory, zip, but it's...
Well, I'd rather it be going up than down.
All right.
wonderful
day. The zipper today has special significance, and why would that be? Why do we... I'm looking at a picture of a zipper. It seems to have no beginning and no end. And isn't this on one of the websites?
Today is the inventor of the zipper's birthday. And
Gideon Sunblack, is that his name?
Sunback.
Okay. Right.
And usually Google will find something interesting to make their doodle. Is it called a doodle? The Google art. Yeah, on their thing. So today if you go to Google.
It's so cool.
You will actually see a zipper running right down the middle of the page. And what you do is you put your mouse on it and you click and you scroll down and the whole page opens up to information about the inventor of the zipper. It's
Which,
very
by the
neat.
Way, he was born in 1880, and he was Swedish-American, Dougie.
Really?
He was an electrical engineer.
But he worked for Westinghouse.
Very nice mustache.
And Westinghouse had a fastener corporation.
Right.
And between 1806 and 1914, 1906 and 1914, he worked on the zipper. And I guess he finally perfected it in 1914, and
he didn't
get
a patent on it until 1917. Who knew there weren't zippers before?
Well, but think about it for a second. The simple little device that we all take for granted. How would someone imagine, what kind of a mind would imagine this sort of a device? Before this, by the way, everybody had buttons on their pants. That's how you kept, you know, your fly. How did it get called a fly, anyway?
Hmm.
Why is it called a fly? Does anybody know?
Yeah.
No idea.
800-510-8255. Anyway, so the zipper brings elements, the way it's locked in. There's got to be a man. When I look at the zipper, and especially when I'm looking at this one, Richie, I think of the underpinnings of a bulldozer's tracks. If you understand how the tracks on an excavator or a bulldozer work, it's kind of the same way as a zipper works.
Basically.
The fact that it holds together like that is pretty amazing. 51 after on Good Day.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
It's now 53 past the hour. We'll be happy to acknowledge Barbara Streisand's 70th birthday.
Wow. Rich's favorite singer.
Yeah. The song from Funny Girl called Don't Rain on My Parade. Chucker.
It's her birthday.
Richie has no respect for anything other than what he... And the only reason he doesn't like her is because she doesn't have the same political persuasion.
That has
he shows
to do
you
with
the intolerance on both sides of people.
I love her. I have the greatest hits always sitting in my car right
with
now.
With respect, she's
iPod.
Annoying.
Right. Why is she's not annoying to a lot of people? How did
no,
if she were annoying? How would she get to be as popular or as successful?
Let me ask you this:
hey, some people like annoying.
Would you pay $750 to go to one of her concerts?
I wouldn't pay $750 to see her naked. Does that answer the question? All right.
Yeah.
Speaking of naked, Chuck Curry. I wouldn't spend
$750. Would you look?
Would I? Yeah, I would.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yep, I certainly would. Absolutely. For $75, I might look.
Yeah.
Even. Hi, so, Chucker, how are you doing so far?
We just learned.
I'm okay. I'm just great.
You are. You're good. I'm glad to hear that. Chuck Curry is here, a movie man, with some
news. I just want to point out, speaking of good-looking women, your girl's the dog, Gina Carano, who is in that movie Haywire that you
yeah,
like.
Yeah, she is hot.
She's in talks to... join the Fast and Furious franchise and be in the next installment.
That would be excellent.
I thought you'd let you know that.
Absolutely. That's very interesting news. She also signed up to do another movie, I think, a week or two after the other one came out, even though it didn't do so well, according to you. It has done very well in the DVD market. Some of the stuff goes straight to DVD, but, you know, in that circumstance.
More product than ever is going to... video on demand, which is on your cable. A lot of films are just going directly to video on demand. It's amazing.
Yeah,
and
right.
Blu-ray and all that other stuff.
So she's in the Fast and Furious premiere. That would make sense.
She will be, yeah.
Yeah, good. All right. So that's a part of what we have. There's more movie news coming up in a moment, though. First, let's do our contest today. This movie in question was the number one movie during this week in 2005. So turn your brain back about 7 years. Remember, this is good exercise for your brain. Put it in gear and listen to the three clips and see if you can come up with what the movie is. If you do, you get a swell prize. If you're the first one in with the right answer, haven't won before in Movie Moments, and know the scoop, you're in like Flynn, as it were. Here's the first audio clue.
Strike two was that I didn't play guitar. Strike three,
I was born under the wrong sign.
What was strike one?
I had to make the first move.
800-510-8255.
I should know this.
This would be one of those. How would you best describe this, Chucker?
It's not I'm not sure. I need another clue.
All right, what year was this again?
It says 2005.
Okay.
Go ahead with another clue, Richie.
I know I'm probably 6 years too late, but will you give me strike one back?
That's Two and a Half Men. Got it?
No, still don't have it.
You recognize that voice?
I have a guess. I'm not positive, but I have a guess.
It's a typical movie for him. This is he's done, what, Chucker, two dozen of these movies? This kind of stuff?
Yeah, around that.
He likes this stuff. All right, last clue.
You really think that 6 years from now, a guy like me with a job, a house, a car, a nice car, and a future, you think I'm going to have a problem finding somebody to fall in love with me?
Oh, I think you're going to have a big problem.
800-510-8255. Think Demi Moore.
I don't know it.
Yes, you do.
I know who you're talking about, but I do not know the movie.
I'm stumped, and it sounds
it
like
may have been.
Like.
It was probably one of the early ones that he did like this, wasn't it, Chucker?
2005. I think it goes back a little before that, though.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So while you figure it out, Chucker has movie news for us.
Okay, Doug. In a recent interview, actor Robert De Niro says he would consider a follow-up to his critically acclaimed 1980 film Raging Bull. If the script were great, De Niro appears to be going to the well as the sequel to his 1988 comedy Midnight Run is in full development. That one could start filming sometime in the next year.
Is that great? Is what's his face in it? Is Charles Grodin?
Well, I know this. The script is between Robert De Niro's character and Charles Grodin's son, but I think they'll try to get Charles Grodin to have some part in the film, whether he does or not. Is yet to be determined. If he doesn't, they're still going to make the film.
Yeah.
A third and final trailer to the new Batman film, The Dark Knight Rises, will be attached to the superhero movie The Avengers when that film comes out in theaters May 4th. As for the new Batman film, The Dark Knight Rises, that hits theaters July 21st. Both these movies expect to be huge at the box office.
The movie in question, which did not get identified, Ashton Kutcher in A Lot Like Love, which was the number one movie during this week in 2005. Anybody ring a bell?
I didn't see it.
I think I saw it. I didn't remember.
Yeah. All right. Time's up. 59 past the hour on Good Day. Keep on learning.